Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Violent crime in South Africa wreaks havoc, but Transworld Radio Africa keeps speaking the hope of Christ. Then, World Concern offers you a chance to bless families this Easter. We'll tell you what's happening and how you can get involved in just a moment. But we'll begin today in South Africa, where the rescue of kidnapped American pastor Joshua Sullivan has people talking. Now, South Africa has one of the worst crime indices in the world. Police statistics between 2023 and 2024 show a nearly 19% rise in commercial crimes. Kidnapping shot up 8%. Mariki Prolius with Transworld Radio Africa says increasing violent crime isn't so much driven by political anger as it is by hard realities of poverty.
Part of it is also that there's a lot of influx from other Africa countries. People come here to make a better living, but then they don't find jobs, and then they're kind of destitute here.
That can quickly lead people into situations they never thought they'd be in.
Our tagline is speaking hope to the world. So our aim is always to speak hope into these situations where crime is rife.
TWR broadcasts biblical content in South Africans' heart languages. The team responds to listener prayer requests, and sometimes connects them to counseling services.
Many of them contact TWR and ask for prayer for safety for their children just walking from and to school.
Pray TWR Africa can keep sharing the hope and love of Jesus in South Africa's challenges.
That God will open their hearts and their minds, and that they will find peace in the midst of the difficult situations.
And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Next, today is Good Friday, the day that Jesus gave his life on the cross to pay for our sins. Hutchcraft Ministries' Ron Hutchcraft says this weekend is more than a holiday for millions of believers worldwide.
When you go to Easter morning, you see at that empty tomb three life changers. One is the proof. Some people think Easter is just a historical event, but it's much more than that.
Resurrection Sunday holds deep personal meaning for those who follow Christ.
Out of the billions of people who lived on this planet, one man walked out of his grave under his own power, and that's Jesus.
Historical evidence and personal conviction of Christ's life, death, and resurrection lead to transformation.
The second life changer is the hope. The hope that that tomb represents is one of the most powerful forces on the planet. This is not hope, the sentiment. This is a death-crushing person who is a living hope.
Armed with the hope of a risen Savior, Christ followers have a new life mission.
If you've come and seen, and you got a hope like this, go and tell. It's all there in Matthew 28.
One look at our broken world provides the reason for the season.
People are starved for peace and hope. We have it. They need it. It's time to deliver it.
Look for a link in the full story to find your rescue resource for Resurrection Sunday. And this Easter, you can provide medicine, build a church, or give a bicycle to a traveling evangelist. And all of this is possible through an initiative by World Concern. The Global Gift Guide looks like a colorful catalog, with offerings ranging from Bibles in South Sudan to ducklings in Bangladesh and even a $6,000 church in Congo. Now, Alison Farstead explains how it connects to Easter.
The idea of redemption and resurrection, I think, goes along with giving other people the opportunity for a new life and sharing with those in need.
The overarching concept comes from the larger project called Village Transformed, where they partner with villages in various countries and regions.
It's a six-year process of kind of helping them develop skills, equip them with tools they need to be self-sufficient and self-sustaining.
Funds go directly to meet the real needs of strangers, like pills that cure stomach parasites found in unclean water, beehive businesses, or fish ponds that generate income. And the Gospel Connect, meeting the physical needs along with the spiritual needs. Pray the ministry will have more opportunities to help struggling villages. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.